Okay, today's daf is Beit Yerushalmi Daf Lamed, and we are in the third parak, and we're in the middle of the Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah of Behema Misukenas. Again, the Bavli comes up on Daf Chafei, that's where the action is, and here we are in Ein Sadin, in the Oz Vahada, we're on Chav Zayin Mabez. Again, the usual counting is Daf Lamed here in the Yerushalmi, the 30th Daf we have here. So we started talking about Behema Musukenes. So we know Shechita is one of the Malachas that is Mutar Yishem Ochal Nefesh. It fits all the requirements. It's Efshar to have done it beforehand. It's not in the process of Milisha Ve'elach. So it's not like an earlier stage of the process that we wouldn't call an act of preparing food. So L'chol HaDeyas, Shechita is allowed. And all that involved. The problem was, what if you have a shechita that you're not doing for regular ochel nefesh purposes, right? You're doing it to save your animal, right? And so you don't want your animal to die, and then it's going to become an avela, and then you're not going to be able to eat it, and it's going to be a source of tumah. So what do you do? So the Mishnah said, Beim Sukenes, what do? You're not allowed to shechita unless you're going to be able to eat a kezias of roasted meat, mi ba'od yom. That was the language of the Mishnah. There's a slight difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in the Bavli, but again, we'll go with the arguers here. So lo yishchot elam ken yadua, unless it's known that yochol lochal mi mena kezias, mi ba'od yom, as long as you could eat a kezias of tzli. We mentioned last time the Rabbi Yosef Engel's ha'ara, which he did not answer about why dafka kezias. Other achronim deal with that, right? It's not about ma'is achila, it's about hana. So if it's about hana, so he quotes, just like elsewhere, we know yisuri hana'a is usher even less than a kezias, like that's what he quoted from Reish Lakish elsewhere. Though Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah, but this would still be a problem of less than a kezias. So that's a tzorachiyin. But the other issue is just shechita itself. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to shecht, but the most Rishonim count shechita as a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that has no limitations if it's outside of ochel nefesh. But the chinuch counts the mitzvah of shechita in Parshas Re'eh, Tuf Nun Aleph. Interesting what the source is of shechita, right? The chinuch says, Shechol mi sheyirtze le'echol basar behema chaya o of, sheyishchot oza tchila kara'ui. Whoever wants to eat behema chaya va'ov have to shecht it properly. Lo yeh lo heter ela bezvicha. The only heter is with shechita. Yes, we had lumdus in other cases that sometimes you have some other halachic process that is nechshav shechita, right? Arifasa by the Egla Rufa is called shechitasa. Melika of a shel kachim is called shechita. The dechia letzuk of lasir lazazel is nechshav it shechita. But it's not the mitzvah of shechita, all those cases, right? Shechita is actually shechita. The alzeh nemar v'zavachta mi'bekarcha v'bisoncha kasher, while the Pata says in Re'eh, shech the animals kasher tzivisicha, like I have already commanded you. What are those two words I already commanded you? That it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu already received it, Lusha, and gave it to Klal Yisrael. V'afal pishlo hiskira, Lashon Sifri says the Chinuch. Ma mukdashim b'shchita afchulin kasher tzivisicha melameid shenitztava Moshe Rabbeinu ala veshet v'ala gargeres v'al rov echad vof v'al rov shtayim b'behema. The details of shchita were given b'kabala. Shetzivi azeh ba ha-kabala alav sh'yehei kein shenitztava b'cholin in shchita kamoshi yadua lanu. All of the details. And even though and there are many different halachas learned down in the first couple of prakim of Maseches Chulin, the five psulei shechita, the chinuch goes through them. He says, calls them the four. Sha'arba advarim, of course, from the Gemara Chulin Daftes, arba advarim heim shemafsidin ashechita, im ira mehen echa mehen, shehia drasa, Chalada Hagrama. Those are the four. Some count it as a fifth one. But he has the Shehiya, the delay in the shechting, right? Acher Shehischa Lishchot Haveshet V'Kodeb Shnishchad Rubo Pasak Milishchot Imsha. If you have a hefsek in the middle of the shechita, that's a problem. Drasa. What does that mean? That drasa means you karate chop, right? That's you don't go back and forth. Shedaras hasakin be'eis hashchita kamo shechot chinat snon, like you're cutting a vegetable. Shlo holich vehevi hasakin. It always has to be holich vehevi, back and forth. That's the ma'is hashchita. Jerasa means you just push it down. Chalada from the word chulda, right? It goes like a weasel, goes under. Shekibalu shebeshash hashochten zorach lamod hasakin megula. The knife has to be revealed. You stuck it between one of the two simanim. V'shachar ha'sheni, or afilu taman oso tachas ha'or v'shachar ha'simanim, sometimes different pshatim of what covering it is and coming from below, shchita psula. And then hagrama, that's a machlokas, exactly what hagrama is, and there's one called ikur also, but he doesn't have that as one of the five. Hagrama is that something got dislodged before the shechita took place, different details of shechita. And again, right, he says, "Umilvad arba dramelu shezochainu shezor kol shochid shelodas chivu chachamim od lodas davar chamishi v'yavol bishe'enu mehilcha shechita." Even though it's not part of hilcha shechita, and he goes through, "Bereshinian zet tamid yavo b'shas shechita v'abheim nasas nevela b'davar v'mlo yada uso ashochid yachil nevelas lako." There's a fifth idea, and that's called ikur. And he quotes what Ikar is. Many details of Shechita. But that's in general, on a weekday, and on Yatif for a situation of Ochel Nefesh. But here you have the Misukenes. That's why it gets tricky about how to deal with this. So again, the Tanakhama says, as long as you could eat from it, a Kezias on Yatif, you're still allowed to Shecht. It doesn't say you actually have to, but you have to be able to. Tzli, again, roasted, because that's the fastest way of preparing it, Mibod Yom, while it's still Yatif. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Kezayas Chai, Mibes Tvichasa. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even without roasting it, even more makel. Kezayas Chai, Chai means raw. Even if somebody would eat a little piece of Kezayas from the neck, Mibes Tvichasa, raw, Korban Eida, Shehu Mizuman Umufshat Me'oro Va'omed. It's right there. So that's enough. Very fast. Right after you shecht, you could take a piece. Again, that's the eating raw meat is usually not something so delicious for people. We remember the Gemara in Menachos around the Afsadi Tesser, so says that only certain types of Kohanim were able to do that when Yom Kippur was Shabbos, and you weren't able to eat. But it's possible. The halachic issue is, what about malicha? Are you allowed to eat that? What about blood? What about blood? You always have to do some type of roasting. So if you look at the Meiri here on this, the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger also discusses it, but I'll read it from the Meiri here on our Mishnah here on Daf Chafei. The Meiri quotes this Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and he wonders, let me just find the line, Rabbi Akiva Mekel B'Yoser, Afilu K'she'en Shos Bayom El Alecho K'zayas Chai, Ratzalomar, She'en Shos Litzloso. There's no time to roast it. You don't have to skin it, right? From the neck, it's already open. There's no time. Yantav is finishing. You shechted it. You want to just get it out. So what time do you have left? You have a little bit of time left in order to shecht and take a kezayis raw. Shehu mufshat me'elav. Va'omeid mitzad priyas hashchita. And you stand right next to the open neck. Gomer b'dai to lasos kain v'shochet. The avi shein shows l'melicha. Says the Miri, even if you don't have any time to salt. V'b'reisha dam ha'ivarim. Big sugya in dam. Different types of dam. Dam that's also daraisa, dam that's also drabana, and dam that's mutter. Says the Miri, dam ha'ivarim, blood within the limbs. Calls manchalo pireish. If it was not yotze, mutter. Elem kain hubasar sheyesh bo vridim maleim dam. There are certain types of dam that even without malicha is okay as long as it hasn't moved. Can we find that chilag elsewhere? Let's say somebody has a cut in their mouth, inside their mouth. Somebody has to like stand there with their mouth open and keep spitting out and spitting out. No, if it's in the mouth, okay, you swallow it. That's not an isra of dam. But the second, let's say I would be eating something and some dam that was into my mouth now comes out onto the piece of thing that I'm eating, that I'm not allowed to eat. Right? Or if there's, if I have a cut on my arm, I'm not allowed to touch that or lick that with, if I want to stop the bleeding or something, if it's not dangerous, right? That's dam shapirish. But if it's dam in the evarim, it would be not aser. But the Meiri adds that the halacha is like not Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim v'chol zman shein shos bayom with kizayis tzli aser, right? The Tanakama. The yesh poskim lahagol k'Rabbi Akiva, some matir like Rabbi Akiva. Ubehema bria miha. Ein matir bakach, right? But by a healthy animal, no. Shemachshavaso nireis kaha arama, because that's how arama. El shmi kol makom kol sheomer vaose. What's the lomer? Sheochal bimedo kizayis mutul gamrei. Sheim laachar ma'isa klum. Doesn't matter what your kavanas were. If you actually eat a piece, so then that's okay. Umikan ha'yer rabosai manhigin lahatir lebodek b'shas hatchak lishchol biyadav asarach machar letzibur. right? That's why B'Shas HaTchak, my Rabbeim allowed people to shecht towards the end of Yontif, really shechting for tomorrow, for after Yontif. U'mazhiro l'achal imena o l'achilo l'tinok min ha'kaved o me'eza makom k'zai etzli b'bod yom. As long as you eat a little bit, as long as you eat a bit on Yontif, so then right, you don't ask after the Maisa. So whatever the Hakavana was, but if the Maisa was done and you ate a little bit, so there's no kashas asked. Good. Continuing the Mishnah. Shachta basada. Now another issue of shechting. This might be, again, we'll see if this is a continuation of the only Musukenes case or general. If you shecht out in the field, lo yiviyena b'mota b'mita. You can't make a big, event by bringing it all in from the field on a pole with a bunch of people carrying it. Avol mevia b'yado evar mevarim. You bring them little by little. Bring them limb by limb. It shouldn't make such a large commotion and scene, says the Karbana Eida. Lo yivena b'motu b'moto b'shnei b'nei adam. Shouldn't use more than one person. Bishum da'avsha milsa u'mezalza b'kavad yantif. Right, you're bringing meat in from the field. It's a lack of kavod. It's a lack of kavod yantif. Avsha milsa, it shouldn't be done. It should be done quietly. Look in the Charedim. And the Charedim says, didn't we learn at the end of Masechet Shabbos, towards the end, Kuf Chav Zayin, didn't we learn there that if you have a choice on Shabbos, which is more of a zilzal, more traveling or heavier loads? So here, what does our Mishnah sound like? Right, more traveling is worse. And it's better, I'm sorry, yeah, our Mishnah is the opposite. Our Mishnah says, you should bring it Evarim Evarim, even though you have to make many more trips. So it's better to make more trips than to have heavier carry and bring more at one time. So it's the opposite of what the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin seems to say, says the Charedim. V'yaf agav darmina perek mafanin. D'masui adif me'afushe behiluch. It's better to have a heavier load than to walk more. V'hach ashari la'afushe behiluch. And here it's mutter to have more of a load. La'havia bakama amim evarim evarim l'mait b'masui. And here it's better to have, you carry it again and again with evarim to minimize the load. So what's the difference? Why over here it's better to walk more, and over there it's better to walk less and carry more? Shani hacha kivan chemevia b'mot u'b'mota mechzik uvda d'chol. Here is worse, because it's really an uvda d'chol issue if you carry it a lot, and if you carry it little by little, so it's not going to be anything. It's nothing wrong. And therefore, that would be allowed, and that's why the chiluk of masui versus hiluch is the difference between the two different Gemaras, because this one is, you solve the whole problem by just carrying it, Evarim Evarim. Okay. Rabbi Ba, B'Shem Rabbanan de Taman. Rabbi Ba quoted the Rabbanan of Bavel, a regular case of Shechita, right, which is going to shed light on our Mishnah. But the regular case of Shechita, Shachta, Va'achlo Ze'evim B'nei Me'eha. Somebody did Shechita, and then before they got to check the innards, the different parts of the animal inside, animals, wolves came and ate the innards. So you can't check. You can't check if it was a trefa. Trefa. So we spoke about, it might be a nevela if it's going to fall, it's going to die without getting checked. But here, right, the ze'evim came and you couldn't check. So ksheira. So we assume ksheira. Shecheskas b'nei adam l'kosher. We don't assume reyasa. Right, you're supposed to check. But if you don't have a chance to check and you don't know anything else, so then kosher. Cheskas bnei ayim lekosher. You see the karbana eda. Why? Because you always continue the chazaka. The chazaka demei ikara. What's the chazaka demei ikara? We assume whatever chazaka was, it continues. Says the karbana eda. Behema b'chayeh b'cheskas iser omedes. When an animal's alive, it has a cheskas iser. Right? Because you can't eat. It's aver min achai. Or eina zavucha. That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether, what's the iser, of a live animal? Aver min achai. Right? Or, Eina zavucha, not shechted, right? You know one of those two. So either way, behema b'chayeh b'cheskas isro medes. Ad shivada l'cha b'menishkata, right? It's b'cheskas isro, until you know that it was shechted. Once you know it was shechted, now it flips. Nishkata b'cheskas heter omedes. Once it's shechted, then there's a cheskas heter. They assume it's kosher. Ad shivada l'cha b'menishkata. Unless you know. So you're supposed to check l'chadchila, but if not, so then it is, okay. And hilkach im nitlu abnei me'ayim abehema becheskas kashrus umuteris, and it would be okay. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, and Simen Chafei towards the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, right? Hashochet, right? This simen is titled Shetzorach Livdo Gach Hashechita, There are certain types you have to check for every one of the many, many treifas, but the more common treifas, right? There's what's what the Achronim like to quote the Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov is Miyud HaMatsui is 10%. So 10%, less than 10% is a Miyud She'eino Matsui, but Miyud HaMatsui is 10%. So the one's supposed to check the Matsui for the Matsui treifas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, HaShochei Tzorach She'yidu P'simanim Achar Shechita. Im nishchatu ruban, v'chulu v'chulu. He continues to check for certain treifas. Einzach lidok achar shmuta. What types of treifas have to be checked for? But the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel nishchata karaui uba ze'ev v'natel bnei me'echa v'hechziran k'shem nekuvim. What happens even worse? They would take in, but that the animal dumped them. You found them, and they have a hole in them. So kshera, right? You assume it's kosher because you assume it didn't have these holes before the animal took it. You don't assume that in this spot there was a nekev. Rama avokodim sheyadina shenishchata karaui. Before you know that there was a proper shchita, the cheska zisra omedes. Right? Only you have to know that there was a shchita. If you know there was a proper shchita, so then this chazaka switches. The kol safek sheira b'shchita treifa. Right? If there's any type of safek in the Maisa Shchita, then you don't get to the next step of Becheska Shchuta Omedes. If you didn't get there, right? When you get to Becheska Shchuta, so then you could assume that kosher, but until then, one is not allowed to, do that. Again, this is a huge topic. The world of Chazakas in general is, could be one of the, it is one of the biggest sugis in all of Shas. Different types of Chazakas, Chazaka de Meikara, Chazaka de Hashta, and, many other, even the word chazaka, the previous state, or the, you assume the state continues. Chazaka, that word means a lot of different things in a lot of different, places. Right? The Gemara in the beginning of Chulin, discusses, the chazaka continuing from, right, the Meikara, from where it was. You know that from the Kohen going out of the Bayis HaMenuga, and then declaring it, a Bayis HaMenuga. What do you mean? By the time he got out, maybe the Saras went, you know, disappeared. So how could you declare, but you only allowed to declare it a Bayis HaMenuga once he goes out of the house. So how does that work? So that's the principle of Chazaka. You assume he just saw the Nega. So you assume the Nega still exists right now. That's one type of Chazaka. There are Chazakas that have to do with people's behaviors, right? Chazaka, a person does it, ain't on them porea betoch zmano. A Chazaka, many types of behaviors, but there's Chazakas in people's behaviors. And there's a chazaka in what we might call a ruba de lesa kaman, right? A chazaka, women don't give birth until, you know, they're due. And a chazaka, most people aren't islandesses and sirises. So the word chazaka, there are different worlds of chazaka. But even within the world of chazaka that we're talking about, of chazaka de meikara and chazaka de hashta, right? So that itself is a very big topic. And I don't think we have more svarim from the Achronim on any one topic in Shas than that, right? We have the Shaira Yosher and the Shev Shmaitza and other Achronim, the Shach in the Tukva Kohen. So this is a big topic. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Rabbanan Tzemach say, once it shechted and the wolves took it, it's kosher. You assume it's this Hechsher. Says the Gemara, after all, you need to say this to understand our Mishnah. Why? Because what do Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah? You could just shecht, and before you do anything, just take a piece out of the neck and eat it. So v'chash lo mashem enikvu, don't you have to be nervous that there's a problem with the treifa? So how could Rabbi Kiva say that you're just going to take out a piece without checking anything? So it must be cheskos b'nei'am k'sherim. You assume everything is kosher unless you know otherwise. So the Karban Eida, klomer v'hashtanicha, the fact that the rabbis of Bavel, Rabban and Taman, said that if the Zev takes it, you could assume kosher. In fact, they said that's the basis for Rabbi Akiva. V'hashtanicha ma'davi kashel anamas nisan. It's not Rabbi Akiva, omer afilu k'sais chai beis fichasa. Rabbi Akiva says you can take it right from there. Afilu kodem hefshit. Before you do any skinning, eich yochal mimena kodem hefshit. How could you allow that? Necha shemen nikvu b'nei me'eha. Maybe there was a hole in one of its inner organs. Ella, but based on what we said, Ella, fisha cheskas b'nei me'ayim shem ksherim achi vadal chashem treifa hilchach mistama bukminin chazaka. So you assume you mistama your book hit on the chazaka. Good. Says the Gemara Tni, the Brisa says, we have a Brisa that talks about this animal that you shechted, misukenes, so you shechted it, but it's yantif. We had Mishnais earlier about what to do with the hide of those animals, of the animals that you shecht on yantif. This Brisa says, avamaviyahu agav ora. What do you do? You're only allowed to move the hide if there is some meat attached to it. As long as you have some type of limb attached to the hide, you can move it. One second, ask the Mefarshim, ask the Karban Eda. Didn't we say earlier, back in the first parak, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to put it under, right? No, some Olafne Adursan, because he tears Sofan Mishim Tchilasan, right? That whole sugi that we had earlier, says the Karban Eda, yeah. That was he tears Sofan Mishim Tchilasan. You wouldn't shecht unless we give you this heter. But here, you're shechting. Right, it's misukenes. Right, you're gonna. This wasn't included in that heter. Says the Karban Eda. Afa gavdan la'el. Didn't even though we learned in the first parak. No sir, olafnei adorson. V'kol shekin l'taltal behedya. You're allowed to be metaltal it. Hasam shu shochei midaito. There, it's a normal shechita. You're shechting it for purposes of ochal nefesh. V'chashu shema b'pnei hefsid oro. Because if you aren't able to move and use the hide, yimana misim chasyantif. So you're not going to shecht in the first place. So he tirulo aval hacha b'misukenes. But here, by the animal that's dying, sheshochet lahatzila also l'taltala. Right? You can't because you don't need that heter. You're going to shecht anyway. So therefore, you have to have a little limb that's still attached to it. Good. Halacha dala, the next mishnah. So this mishnah talks about, we're talking about all unusual cases of shechita on yontes. You had the previous mishnah of b'hemim sukenes before, and we had what about shechting an animal that was trapped? Now what about bechor? Bechor. So a bechor, we know, is the only carbon that is automatic. Automatic. A bechor is born. A firstborn cow, goat, sheep is bechor. Automatic kedusha. Kedusha so meirechem, as it's called. It has to be given to a kohen, where the pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perach of Zion, ach bechor asher yuvukar lashem bibhema. The bechor that's yuvukar lashem lo yaktish ish oso. You can't be makdish it. Right? To any other animal. Imshar imsel Hashemu. Right? It goes to Hashem. Right? It's not, you can't be makdashit to any other animal. The Ramban there says, again, this is Bukhu Kosai. L'shem karban acher. Quotes Rashi. What do you mean lo yakdashis also? L'shem karban acher. L'fi she'eno shelo. Lashon Rashi. V'ha nachon, says the Ramban. Sheyomar ein sorich lahakdash also. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to. If Ramban says it means you don't need to. Ain't sorak lahakdish also ki im hushar osel lashem hu me atzmo vine hu kemo shalilos. Very important lashon of the Ramban. Right, the Ramban says this is not what we call a azhara, but a shalila. It just means a negation. So this is a machlokas rishonim. Right, lo yucha levaker by bechor. So this is a machlokas rishonim about whether something is an isser or just a negation that it's impossible. So here, the Ramban is saying, it's not a lo sase, right? Lo yakdish is a zo, not don't, but you can't. Or there's no need to. It's an automatic carbon. V'ube mishnah Torah amar, and then he quotes, the pasuk in Dvarim adds, kol b'char shi valei b'v karchav zocha zachar taktish l'shem alashkecha, she kodesh v'tinhog bo kedusha, shlo tavod bo v'lo taguz oso, v'tochleto treat it like a carbon. But the Ramban's lashon is, you don't have to do anything, it's automatic. Right, this is the basis for that Taz that we like to quote whenever this comes up. The Taz in Shin Chaf Aleph in Yeredeya, that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Petach Hamar. We know there are three mitzvahs that have to do with Bechor, right? A Bechor Pinyon Aben, and Bechor Behema Timea, that's the Chamor, either to give it to the sheep, to the Kohen, or to break the neck, Arifa, and Bechor Behema Tahora. And the question that Taz asks, based on the Prisha, is why is there a bracha on Pinyon Aben? Why is there a bracha on Petach Hamar, but there's no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora? Our discussion, there's no bracha. Why isn't there any bracha? Explains the Taz, based on that Ramban's idea, because you're not doing anything. By Pidyon HaBen, you're doing something. You're switching. You're giving the money to the Kohen. By Petach Hamar, you're switching. You're giving the sheep to the Kohen. But here, it's automatic. Right when it's born, it's a carbon. V'nir Ali, Dein Shayach Bracha El B'masha Osa Adam Mishalo. Al Zeh Shemivarech Shezacha La'asos Mishalo. Ratzon HaMalka Baruch Hu. You're able to do something for Hashem. Masha'ekin B'Bechor D'mei Olam Lo Hayel Yisrael Zechuspo. You never had a schus in this. Demisha nolad hu begazad rachmana. Right when it's born, it belongs to Hashem. Vahavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso habachar. It's as if nothing was born to your flock. Elakilu nolad bebayis, bebeis kohen, mi paraso. Drachmana zicha lo bekach. Right, the Torah gives it to him. Kol peta rechem li. Alkin in shach levara ki hu eno osa klum mi mamono. He's not doing anything. Mashaykin pidyon peta chamor b'char adam shu nosi mamono bazeh. Beautiful idea of the Taz. Okay, so that's Bechor. So what happens? So Bechor is the only animal that's automatic kadosh, but it's also the only animal that can lose its kedusha automatically. if it begets a mum kavua, it gets a permanent mum, so then it's automatically chulin. It's chulin biyad kohen. Other animals are called psule hamakdashim, and they still have to be redeemed. But by a bechor, automatically, it's as long as it's checked by someone who's an expert in mumin, and he says that it is a permanent mum, so then that's all that you need. So the Mishnah says, what happens if it's yantif? So if you have a bechor in your house, so it doesn't have a mum, it's a karban, you have no plans to use it. But what happens if something happens on yantif? Let's say it gets a mum on yantif. So all of a sudden, A, are you allowed to have somebody check it to see if it's a mum kavua? And number two, was that muksa because you didn't have in mind to have before yantif? So bechor shenafal labar, so a bechor animal fell into a big pit and it's down in the pit and you're not sure if it got a mum or not. And also the owner is worried that it might die down there if you don't take it up. So Yehuda Omer, so it's related to the Musukenas case. Yehuda Omer, yered a mumcha v'yira. Yehuda says, send a mumcha down. Send a mumcha down who knows about mumin and to see if it has a mum kavua, so then it's shechtable. Says the Karbana Eda, b'chor bezmanazeh ein nishchad b'lo mum. A b'chor bezmanazeh cannot be shecht without a mum, because it's kadosh automatically, and if you shecht it without a mum, it's kishoche kachem achutz, and the chayiv karis. So here, what do? You send out a mum, and you can check. So im yesh bo mum yalav yishchot. If it has a mum, it's better not to bring the animal up before checking, because if it doesn't have a mum kavua, then it's still a muksa. So leave it down there, and you send out a mumcha. So if it has a mum, so then bring it up. Yalav yishchot. V'im lav lo yishchot. And if it does not have a mum kavua, it's sorry, you can't bring it up. It is not allowed to be shechted. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'eno mum o nikar me'er of yantif, eizem min muchan. No, Rabbi Shimon says, if the mum is not nikar from before yantif, it's not min hamuchan. Not min hamuchan. This is unusual. The Mefarshim explain here, Rabbi Shimon can't be based on muksa. Because Rabbi Shimon never has a muksa that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to. Remember we said numerous times, all the Tanaim hold a muksas. Rabbi Yehuda holds a more muksas than Rabbi Shimon. So here's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holding another muksa. So it's not because of muksa. Even though the language of the Mishnah is ein zeh min hamuchan. It's not because of muksa. Why is it because? It's because, you see the Karban Eda, la mishum muksa asarle. To how less little Rabbi Shimon muksa. He doesn't hold so many muksas. Ela mipnei shematiru biyantif. But if a mumcha to paskin on yantif, to be misakin this animal to allow you to, use it, so havili kemisakno. It's different formulations. First he says it's like tikkun. Venire kedonas adin. It's like paskining a din Torah. And a din Torah, right, dini mamadis, we'll learn the Mishnah later on, you're not allowed to have a psak din on yantif. So gazer b'ei mishum shvus. So it's either a psak din or tikkun. But one of the two, says Rabbi Shimon, it's not allowed on yantif. So it doesn't pay to send a mumcha down. It's not going to help. Tosfos already points out in his quote on Shulchan Aruch that we don't do this nowadays. We don't have shechting. We do our best to not have bechorim walking around, right? We are, the minhag is already from the days of Tosfos to sell a percentage of the mother to a goy before the baby is born, because then the bailus of a goy is mafkia and prevents the kedusha of bechora. What happens if you have a mum? Not much to do. Says Tosfos, bechoros lamid vav amid beis. Miu bizman hazeh ein nira shiyehe shum adam chashiv mumcha lahatir bechor. Right? You don't have v'neder b'yichidi v'ladud eri mamanis. We don't have experts like that today. We don't have, even in the days of the Gemara, remember that story at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Hei Mabez, Rav said he spent a long time studying. Rav, the great Talmud Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Shmonasar Chadashim Gadalti Eitzel Roa Behema. A year and a half, 18 months, Rav spent on a farm by the animals, Leida Eze Mum Kavua Ve'eze Mum Over. He spent 18 months. So even Rav, it took a long time. So Bizman Azeh, that's why Bizman Azeh, we're not matir these bechorim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradei and Simin Shin test. The Shulchan Aruch says bechor bezman hazeh ein bo heter ela al yedei mum. V'yafilu mirza abaylem o akoin lakansol lakipat sheyamos be'atzmo ein amrashoyim el tzorcha koin lagalish yipo bo mum. Afilu kishayipo bo mum begalui v'nikar lakol v'chulu en reshachter el api mumcha sheyora lo shu mum haroi lishachet alav. V'im ein mochacha mum. He continues and says that hard to have today. Some of them, maybe if it's so obvious, a mumin, maybe they would be able to, but that's the discussion. Look at the Achronim and the Nosei Kalim on Yaradei Simin Shintes. Okay, so Michla Vashidas Rabbi Yehuda. There seems to be a stira. Rabbi Tanina Taman. We learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Amlonis Haisam Nevela Me'er of Shabbos Asur Lofi Sheidem and Amuchan. If something wasn't a nevela before Shabbos, it became a nevela on Shabbos. It's muksa because it was royal for people before it. Now to give this nevela to klavim, no, it's einam and amuchan. For hachomer hachin. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? Even if it wasn't didn't have a moon before, it's before Yontif. So what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the answer is really Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Shabbos is correct. It has to be muchan before, and you can't have a major change on Shabbos. But you know Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda kedaita. Rabbi Yehuda amar ein hamumcha Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds mumcha is not Torah. What does that mean? Says the Sefer Charedim here. Says Rabbi Chaim Kedievsky. Says the Sefer Charedim by a mumcha paskening that's a mum. He's not really paskening. Rabbi Yehuda holds. He's just gilui milsa. He's revealing what is the reality already. Delo mikri says the Charedim. Delo mikri riyas mumcha es habachor don din Torah elo gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's just a gilui milsa, and therefore you're not really changing anything, and therefore it is okay to do that. It's not called a eno muchan. And similarly, Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yehuda. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says as follows. Right, the Mishnah b'chor estav chavches has a machlokas. He's supposed to check for the Bechor before Shechita, right? You can't shecht it beforehand. What happens if you did shecht it before and then she checked afterwards and there was a mum kavua? So machlok is tanoim, whether that's okay or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay. Hashokh has a Bechor, behera es muma, amar es muma. Rabbi Yehuda matir, remeir omer, hol v'nishcha shlopi mumcha, usser. The Gemara talks about why that should be. Do things change afterwards or is it just a knas? But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. So Rabbi Yehuda avad riyas bachar kriyas trefa. Rabbi Yehuda makes riyas bachar like riyas trefa. Kemod adam ar taman, just like you know how rowan at a trefa biyantif, you're allowed to shech for trefas after shchita. That's the only way to shech for trefas after you shechted it, and you're allowed to do that on yantif. V'dichvasa rowan at a bachar biyantif. So to bachar v'diyev yashach on yantif, because according to Yehuda, it's not really doing anything. It is not Torah, as it's called. It's just a gilui milsa. Okay, we'll stop here.